This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Catherine Phipps' new cookery book is called Leaf, and it took me right back to the days when my grandmother would cook nettles as a cheap vegetable and make me eat them and drink the water in which they'd been cooked, saying it would give me a beautiful skin. Well, nettles appear in Catherine's book, as do other weeds, herbs, lettuces and greens, and today she will cook, or at least put together, a perfect winter salad of red leaves, mackerel and orange. And she's also brought a pear and rosemary upside down cake, which I will try later. Catherine, why leaf?
I like tackling large subjects with ingredients that I use a lot. And I've always had a fascination with different leaves. I grew up on a small holding where we grew a lot of our own fruit and vegetables. We foraged a lot for various things, including nettles, of course. And I was a child who was obsessed with food and obsessed with books. And I was always fascinated by the story of Rapunzel. And not many people remember that the reason Rapunzel ends up in the situation she's in is because her mother had a craving for greens. And she's seeing these greens in the witch's garden over a high wall. And I just loved the whole image of a walled garden, the greens growing within it, and that craving really fired my imagination.
Now, as I said, nettles do appear in your book. You have to be a bit careful with nettles, don't you?
Well, yes.
Like, only take the very fresh, young, green ones from the top.
Yes, it's best to forage before they flower. They get a bit strong. And, yes, as you say, the tips. Wear gloves, obviously, because they do have a sting. People say grasp firmly by the base, but there's no need to be grasping firmly by the base of them anyway, because you want the tips. So I think that's nonsensical. And yes, in spring, sometimes there's a second growth later in the year, which always happens in my rather overgrown garden. But yeah, be careful.
As far as the winter salad is concerned, what leaves have you been putting in there?
So far I've got some shredded red cabbage and some celery leaves that just came from the centre of a big stem of celery. And this time of year is an amazing time of year for leaves. People don't usually think of winter as being the best time for leaves. But we have all these really beautiful, colourful, slightly bitter leaves coming in from Italy, endives, chicories, that kind of thing. And I think they're really, really good this time of year for kind of waking up your palate a little bit.
Well, that's a whole lot of red cabbage, a very small red cabbage.
Well,
actually,
this is actually an endive.
Oh.
So it will taste
it
slightly
bitter.
It looks
like a red cabbage.
It does. It looks like a very miniature red cabbage. And this is completely other end of the colour spectrum, a really pale, delicate rose pink.
And what is that?
That is another kind of chicory that's, again, from Italy. And the reason I pair it with the blood oranges, because the blood oranges are coming in from Sicily and Spain at the moment, and they just work absolutely beautifully together.
How easy is it to find some of the leaves you include in the book? I mean, baby beetroot, I suppose that's not difficult, but fig, and something Japanese called mitsuna.
You can actually find those quite a lot in the supermarkets now. Mitsuna is one of the leaves that will appear in those bagged salads of kind of mustard leaves, because it's a mustardy leaf. So there's so many different ways of finding leaves. A good greengrocer in a farmer's market is really good for the kind of leaves that we associate with other plants. So, for example, just now talking about celery, you can buy celery with the leaves attached. You can buy beetroot and turnips and radishes with the leaves attached, which are all really, really good in salads. And they're all also very, very good for wilting down as an alternative to regular greens that you have to buy separately. So it's a cost thing as well. They're very economic to use.
Because a lot of
use.
People throw those leaves away, don't yes, they? You just chop them off the top and throw them away. I shan't do that in future. The orange is going in now, is it?
The orange is going in. I'm just going to segment it. Ooh, really dark one.
Ooh, wow.
I love the drama of these. You never know what you're going to get, because it never really coincides with exactly what colour
I've never seen such a dark one inside.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm quite surprised. You never know. So I've topped and tailed it, and I'm just following the contour of the orange round to get rid of all the pith, because I'm not a lover of the pith. I was always one of those fussy children that always used to have to peel every little bit off when I was eating a satsuma or something.
Well, it can be a bit bitter, can't it?
It can. And then I'm going to hold this over the salad so none of the juice escapes, and I'm just going to segment it in like that. It's a really nice thing to eat this time of year when you want to come out of the comfort food and you want something. I mean, I just find February so gloomy and dark, but, you know, I'm coming away from wanting to eat nothing but carbs. So,
and the fish, that goes in next, does it?
Yeah.
So, obviously pre-cooked.
Yeah. So really, I mean, it's a salad, yes, but it's quite a well-balanced one, because although there's not really much of a carb element, just a little bit in the carrot, it's got richness and oiliness from the fish, and the dressing has got a bit of creme fraiche in it and is mustardy. And it should satisfy all your taste buds. There's a really good sweetness and zing from this orange. There's bitterness, there's savouriness. And I'm going to put in now all of these really fresh herbs. So a few came out of my garden this morning. I had a little tramp through the mud to pick some chervil out, which is often dead this time of year, but we've had such a mild winter. It's managed to survive. In fact, some of the oriental and more tropical herbs that I usually expect to be dead this time of year are still going strong in the garden.
So there's a whole range of herbs there, and then the fish, and then
yeah,
you put the dressing on it.
Yeah.
We'll try that later. I am interested in the cake. I've never been known not to be interested in cake. How have you done this? I'm going to taste this and then I'll have the salad later.
So that's made with ginger rosemary, which is a...
Ginger rosemary?
So it's a hybrid rosemary, which has what I think is the best of both ginger and rosemary. Can you taste it?
Oh, yes.
So it's subtle.
I would have thought you'd put ginger
There's
in there.
There's no ginger in there. It's just the herb. You can make this cake using ground ginger powder and regular rosemary as well. It would be a bit more hard-hitting if you did. I think this is quite a nice, warm subtleness.
It's
it doesn't
really
have the same heat.
Delicate. It's I've never heard of ginger rosemary. I really haven't. How easy is that to find?
Online, very easily, and it grows really well in your garden. So, yeah.
The other thing we must talk about just before we finish, and I will stop eating the cake and eat more of it during the cereal. We were talking about fermentation and
yes,
making things like sauerkraut. How easy is that to do?
Unbelievably easy. I was really put off from it years ago by being told in a book that you had to make really big quantities. And I guess if you live in Germany, they will eat masses. But it is simple as shredding up whatever you want to use, usually cabbage or Brussels sprouts or kale, anything works really. Adding salt, rubbing it in, and then leaving it with weight it down, and liquid will come over it, cover it, because the liquid comes out of the
You don't
cabbage.
Need to add any water to it?
Occasionally, yes. And if you do, add filtered or spring water. You don't want the chlorine. And then pack it into sterilised jars, leave it for 3 or 4 days until the fermentation starts, and then you keep tasting it. And when it's got to the sourness you like, you then put it in the fridge, and then that will slow the fermentation right down.
Well, it's easier. Very good for the stomach, isn't
very,
it?
Very, very good, yes. Like
Catherine, thank you so much. Do carry on with the salad. I'll have some more of that for lunch. And the book, of course, is called Leaf. Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.